The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the nation will not retreat even one step in the face of the enemy's pressure. The remark comes against the backdrop of Washington's recent allegations on Iran's involvement in a failed assassination attempt on American soil. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has strongly rejected the U.S. allegations on Tehran's alleged involvement in a plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador in Washington. Dr. Saeed Jalili says the U.S. cannot get rid of its domestic and international crisis by making false allegations against other countries. The Occupy Wall Street movement is 1 month old. It spread across the world, despite the rallies turning violent and arrests made in some countries, including the U.S. On Sunday, the U.S. police launched new mass arrests and harassed a female protester who was trying to close down her Citibank account. Britain's anti-capitalism protesters have spent a second night in London's financial district. The demonstrators condemned university tuition reforms. They also urged trade unionists to stage a widespread strike on November 30th. The protests are inspired by the Occupy Wall Street movement in the U.S. Jordan's Prime Minister Maruf Bakhit has resigned one day after the majority of lawmakers urged King Abdullah to sack him. Abdullah has accepted his resignation, which follows months of popular protests against Bakhit's government. He's accused of corruption and failing to meet demands for political and economic reforms. In Yemen, protesters have rallied in major cities to protest Ali Abdullah Saleh's regime's brutal crackdown on demonstrators. In the latest incident, Saleh's forces have killed at least 8 people in the capital, Sana'a. Hundreds have lost their lives since rallies demanding Saleh's resignation erupted in February. The U.S. drone strike in southern Somalia has claimed at least 27 civilian lives. Christian correspondent says most of the victims in the town of Kismayo were children. On Saturday, over a dozen people were killed in a similar air raid in another southern region. In Pakistan's Northwestern Khyber Agency, violence has killed at least 11 people, injuring several more. 2 civilians died in a shelling on their house. 9 soldiers were killed when militants attacked the security checkpoint. 15 militants were also killed after the security forces retaliated.